Add-on, add-on, we've been talking about the add-on for many years, I mentioned the two different models. The one that we finally come up with is, we're looking this led by the fact that the LRT has been around for a few years. Is the most modern home computer we can put on the market today. We have the tremendous amount of memory, the efficiency of RAM, the standard machine. It has capacity for expansion, 64 gig of RAM. It has the capabilities of being CPM compatible, not the cost of that all the time. It has dual RS-232 ports built into it. And RS-232 is not just a cheap thing to hang on, it's expensive, and it's in the machine. It allows you to hook up new modems, it allows you to pick up stock reports, and weather reports, and news reports, whatever you want to do, as any other machine can do. It has a parallel port in the back that allows you to expand for other high-speed devices that you wish to have. It has built-in double density, double track density, double-sided floppy disk handling capability. So those 1 terabyte can handle 1.6 million bytes of character, or 1.6 million characters. You can do a very incredible package with this point. It has a language on a scale of 1 to 10 that is 10. You rate others accordingly. All the basics go all around there, down around the 1 level, or 2 level. It does not include Valley Basic, of course. I have to really admit, though, the Valley Basic probably steps up from that growling level that most basics are at. It's quite a bit. We'll appreciate that at the time. But it's still only up at around a 3 or 4 level. But if you get up into the Z-Grass, and then into the big boy design. The other features in the machine is that it has a capacity for up to 32K of ROM, 28K of that resident at any one instant in time, that contains the entire program at all times. You don't have to bootload it in. You don't have to have a disk, but you have to have an example. The program is in the machine. So therefore, even though you don't have a full 65K of RAM, the 32K of RAM is complemented with the additional 32K of ROM. So that you do have a full 65K memory complement. It is a full machine. There is no room for anything else. In fact, in order to make it compatible and add the extra RAM, you have to come out and run to give you the room to run some of the older stuff like CPM. Yes?
Is everybody hearing what RAM and ROM means? No. I think we need to back up about 5 or 6 decades.
The whole point is that you guys are going to hear RAM and ROM the rest of your lives. It's nothing more than a description of memory. We specify it in characters. One byte of character is one byte is one character. It consists of 8 bits of memory. And so therefore, a 32,000 bit ROM, read-only memory, is what that stands for, by the way. Actually has 4,000 bytes, which is divide 8 to 32, 4,000 bytes of memory. And 4,000 bytes of memory represents 4,000 characters. Now, it takes us one character per instruction. So therefore, a cassette with a 4K ROM or 4K by ROM is a 4,000 character cassette. Also in RAM, if you wanted to type pages, text it, you wanted to do some text editing as an example. With every byte of RAM that you have, you can type one character. If you have 32,000 bytes of memory, you can type in 32,000 characters. Now let's say that you're typing machine code. You could use up 32,000 characters in a big hurry using ZD code. Let's say you use BASIC. You can still type up 32,000 characters in a big hurry. It's a lot of effort to do that, and you have to know what you're doing, but you can use up 32,000 in a hurry. Let's say you're typing in Zgrass, that time will be explaining. 32,000 characters is an immense amount of programming. Most typical programs only go up around 2,000 characters. So 32,000 bytes of RAM is a big hunk of machine. Random access memory. RAM means that you can change it. ROM means it's permanent. So if you have ROM in the machine, as soon as you turn the switch on, that program is there. It's burned into the ROMs. It's actually masked in at the manufacturer's level. All cassettes are ROM. The majority of the editor is ROM. But you have to have RAM to put in your own program. Valley Basic uses the screen RAM. That's why you can only have 2 colors instead of all 4. The editor has its own separate RAM. Therefore, all 4 colors can appear on the screen simultaneously. An interesting point about the editor, why it can exist. Astrovision is a very young company, there's no doubt of that. And why are they going to have such an immense product here? And that's that Valley has to invest money into this development software anyway. And basically, we're making it available to Astrovision then. a product that they probably could not or would not give to the consumer marketplace. Seagrass, for example, is a language that is not accepted at this point in time. And so you're going to say, well, gee, why don't I just get the basic? Seagrass is easier. And Tom will explain why that is. But another reason why we develop these higher level languages is that the games require them so that we can turn out more games in a shorter period of time. In other words, we need it ourselves. And why does the games industry spend this much money on all this hardware, these custom chips, and this programming language of its own, and all this kind of stuff? Why do they do that? Star Wars was a very nice movie. I mean, we should all have that kind of profitable product. The box office take on Star Wars was, according to Dr. Tom, somewhere around $200 million, $197 million. On Galaxians, the set that you have now seen was published by Midway, and they sold several copies of that, you know, commercial. And it's quote box office take. That's the cash in the box. It was in excess of $500 million. So you have to understand the games industry is over twice the size of the entire movie industry. That was just one game. Now most of our games have that level of success, and they just keep getting greater. So, we're going to talk about high resolution first. So what I'd like to do is like time to play a tape on high resolution. It's only four color high resolution. Some of it's in black and white because the person that did this colorizes her work externally. She doesn't use the colors in the arcade. But I'd like you to see what we're talking about for this next generation of 320. This is what you just were watching. It was 160. And now what he's going to show, this is 160. And the next generation is going to be 320, or four times the dots. Four dots for every dot.
That's arcade.
This is arcade here.
Okay, this stuff is from the high-res unit we have, which runs Egress also. And this then back and forth, lot of software and transferred back and forth. So these are actually Zegress. Yeah. We have to put this stuff on the front. Okay, now what we have here is coming up is Jane Beter, who's an artist. He's not a computer programmer. She has taught herself using Zegress to do these kinds of things. She worked as a CETA worker for the National Public Radio, which is owned by Chicago Public Schools, and she did these bunch of spots. It would run on Channel 11 PBS station in Chicago, which proves beyond a doubt that this stuff is NTSC compatible, it is recordable, it is broadcastable. Now, you can do little songs and dances and do the toughest people to satisfy, as we know, is FCC. And when the signal goes out, it's got to be perfect. And they'll come and close you down. You have to put the signal. You just can't do it. No. So this thing does put out a very good signal. It is recordable. Now, I couldn't walk in here with an Apple and do that. And that's important. Because you've got people in your, first of all, you've got to understand that the stuff that comes up with these TV sets, you know, elected our current president. I mean, that's absolutely clear, right? No one can disagree with that. Every major political decision in this country, as well as the source of our morality right now, comes up with a TV set by, you know, majority of it. So to develop a computer product that says, well, we'll get that throughout that distribution medium, it's not important, you know, for whatever reason, is wrong. Okay? The other thing is you've got people who are, gone out and bought their Betamax and VHS units. They want to use this thing for typing. They want to use this thing for animation. They can't do that with anybody else in the office. Okay? And these people are preferred gadget buyers. They've gone out and spent $1,000 for a VTR. They're going to go out and spend $1,500 for a color camera, and then they're going to get bored. And this is where they go. You know, and they're already, you know, I mean, they're going to go after this kind of thing. And I don't know if you've been following the VCR market, but the manufacturers cannot keep up with the demand. I've been trying to buy a VHS deck for about a month now. Yeah, now this is all real time. I'm not pulling any tricks here on you. I don't believe in tricks, unless they're legitimate tricks. I believe that, I firmly believe that if you're, we're going to be teaching people through simulation, you know, we're already teaching people through television, and there's an awful lot of weird stuff that goes on TV, but I believe if we're going to be expecting people to get a portion of their college education, their high school education, their elementary education, stuff like this, okay, it's got to be straightforward, and it can't be full of tricks, because we're going to, you know, I mean, it'd be really great to have the whole country brought up on stuff that is people close to reality. So there is a morality in here that's got to do with the same thing, standing up in front of a group like you people and lying. To me, that's the same thing as showing stuff on videotape that doesn't exist. I mean, one of the things that bugs me is the Atari commercials where they've got these guys that roll into this computer room that's got 60-watt blinky lights, you know, and tell you about how these guys are sitting there testing this stuff, you know. I mean, that's insulting. It's not only insulting, it's untrue. You know that they don't have a computer room like that. I certainly do. This is Jane's, and we went out to Chinese restaurant in Chinatown, and she got this fortune cookie, and she puts this in between her cakes. This is, that was Bella Basin, by the way.
I think this place we go and do video a lot, it's called Red Sleep Mountain. There's a nice road that goes all around there. Now, this is the National Bison Range, Red Sleep Mountain is, and there are lots of nice buffalo. They're mountain buffalo or woodland buffalo, which are slightly bigger, rangier brand of buffalo than generally do on the plains. They sort of had to reconstitute them, of course, because there wasn't much left after we got through with them. North is the Canadian border, not too far away. This is in the western half of Montana. There's the Mission Range there on the right. You'll see Rocky Mountain.
Now remember, this woman is an artist. She's not a programmer.
Flathead Lake is up there.
Not true.
And the Flathead River comes down out of this. Now that's what they're now. At one time, this was the site of Lake Missoula, which was a glacier age lake. And Red Sleep Mountain was an island in the middle of it, and you can still see the various shorelines on Red Sleep Mountain. In some places, it was about 2,000 feet deep.
And she's doing this in black and white, so she
great.
Can mix it downstream. And she's got a very sophisticated TV system in her house.
Of course, this is Montana, big sky country, mountains. Big sky.
Tom, could she be sitting at the Zgrass 32 keyboard and doing this?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm.
Yeah, with the exception, the resolution would be less.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a Zgrass computer that runs at high res? It's our commercial model. We have a commercial model. You know, $5,000 tech. Got to keep your bearings out there. Look up a lot. Figure out where you are. Okay, see how the video service you're taking these major zaps here. This is... there's a really nice road that goes all the way around Red Sleep Mountain, round and round and round, comes out of it. There's this nice place right at the top where there's a sign that explains everything about Red Sleep Mountain and Lake Missoula and the whole thing. Big Sky. This is kind of third pass work in progress distribution model. Now we go out and record video in a variety of places, one of which is Red Sleep Mountain every year, and then bring that video tape back and process it using computers. In Chicago now, there should be other ways of doing this, namely live. We could be on Red State Mountain right there, beaming up and relaying via satellite pictures of buffalo sunrise over the Mission Range. Any variety of scenic wonders that would be especially valuable to people who lived in the flat Midwest, live video would be lots of fun.
Okay, what we have right here is Mover. This demonstrates VMO. There are four line drawing macros using color mode 20, which increments the color each time it draws, and increments the color on which it is drawn. So there are four macros running simultaneously here in .vMO. Their program lines being interleaved. Each of the four macros is compiled and is running .vMO. This is called Mover. We're here at home, me and my degrass machine, and we're coming up to the end of the cycle of Mover.
I heard, as Tom said, she's using audio interface. It's the same audio interface as on Valley Basin.
See if I can hit it.
Well, they are format compatible.
Now the next section, I believe we have mint here, is just trying to Seagrass will make money.
This is a graphic from a tape on Heroes as they are visualized for us by sketches. And this one about George Washington. Statue shows him with his arms around a couple of guys who are the civilians of bankroll the Continental Army. So there's George on the $1 bill. Kind of ironic. This is part of the same statue case. This is to go with the part on a section on Abraham Lincoln. Takes about a minute to build. This will probably be intercut with various video scenes showing people on 4th of July waving flags and images of statues, various statues of Lincoln that exist around Chicago.
You want some lights, Tom? Okay.
Okay, I think the thing to notice here, and we'll go over this some more, but the thing is, you should be impressed with right now the fact that he's coming through this stuff, which is obvious. And not programming. Okay, now she has learned how to program this stuff. Okay, herself. Through teaching materials that I developed and put around with students. And I've oriented this stuff towards people whose interest is not particularly computer science, although they sure wind up learning that. But there's who come in from different talent areas who have something to give besides, you know, the video game people are very special. And we love them, you know, but they don't, by and large, they are so focused on what they do, on their virtuoso performances and things like Alexian, that applications, you know, have to be left to other people. Okay, we need these guys to go in there and build frameworks for us to then need people like me, you know, to build the frameworks so we can get the applications done by other people. People who understand the applications area. I mean, I'm going to stay in accounting. If you ask me to write an accounting program, I would probably come up with the wrong thing. What I want is your people, or our third-party people, to write accounting type, to write the kind of stuff that takes a knowledge of the subject matter. You know, in education, we call that subject matter expertise. Okay, so the idea is to bring the power of these video games down to a level where people don't have to be the exquisite creatures that video games programmers are, you know, in order to do creative things. And it's even at the level of this, that, you know, I've said many times, and people are thinking I'm weird, but it's the message is starting to get across, that, you know, I really see mommies and daddies doing these kinds of things, like Jane was doing, instead of bedtime stories. Instead of, you know, understanding what their kids aren't understanding, you know, and doing programs for them, getting them into it.
How does mom and daddy do that?
Are you sure that she did?
I can show it to you in detail. It's not something I can do in front of 40 people.
What did she use to make Abraham Lincoln?
Okay, she used a thing called a bitpad. Now you can use the game control as well. Okay? You could use this controller. All I'm running from it is set up to use either this or a bitpad. We're currently negotiating with a company who has got a cheap bitpad. The one that she uses is about $800. Okay? There are cheaper bitpads, and of course we can go, those bitpads must have had 2200 dots across resolution. We don't need that. We need 160 dots. Okay? So the idea of getting a bitpad that is, you know, in the $200 to $300 range, I think is completely reasonable. It gives you it's just like drawing on a skateboard. And it's amazing stuff. Yeah, please do, you know, talk to me because I didn't prepare a whole presentation because I want you to ask me questions.
We're going out of here tomorrow. Monday morning we're going to be sitting some guys off that knows even less about this than we do. Uh-huh. We've got to tell him what we saw today. We've got to show him how this is going to bring money to this organization by buying these things and reselling them to people who know even less about it than he does. Mm-hmm. Because that's the money that we're talking about. By talking about bitpad, and that's not going to do it. We've got to have a way to communicate to this guy how he can, what we've got here and what potential there is for it.
Okay, let me give you a twofold answer to that. First of all, the bitpad stuff, a lot of what we're doing is orienting it towards making third-party software developers be able to crank out immense amounts of software. We want the computer section of your store to look like our record store, not like a lot of car food. Okay? And that's important. And the only way that's going to happen is by getting an advanced, higher-level language out there for people to crank out applications and other kinds of things like this. These people who are going to do that are going to have to, they're going to have everything. Okay? We're going to give it to them.
Okay? I saw this unit constructed here. This is now done. It's been being asked about this. For example, you can use a gun handle control. You've all played with scribbling. And scribbly, you can actually draw these images with the program that's in the Zebra, it's just a little scribbling. Well, the program is a bit more handled than the scribbling program is. These things were drawn with line commands, which are available in this software. And this was done with box commands. And all these little things here were done with these boxes, lines. And so you can sit down and construct a relatively complex image in a very short period of time. And then when you do that, to get this all filled in, there's a fill command. You position the cursor, you pull the trigger, and it fills up. It's not difficult to do. You could sit down and very simply construct an image. What you're looking at here is actually four images. That's all it is, four or five.
Five.
Five images. So an artist, and this does take an artist, I mean, we cannot make you artists. The guy that went to the doctor says that you can make dance now, you know, in the early old story. Well, if you couldn't draw before, this isn't going to make you draw, okay? But if you are an artist, and you know what you're doing, you know what five images you want to draw. When you put those images in a sequence, which the Zgraph does very gently, you'll see what you're seeing here. Okay? So, we're not going to make an artist out of you. If you can't use the scripting program now and do anything creative, you're not going to probably do much creative here. But there are a lot of artists out there. There's a lot of additional conveniences that are not in the scripting program. Line drawing, box drawing, we have an oval drawing capability. There's just a lot of conveniences here.
Okay, I don't know how to tell you. I don't know how to answer your question right away, and I've struggled with it for many years. I've been doing this stuff for 10 years. I've done it because delays information that you can't talk, that is better than information you can talk about. Okay? Relays information better than information you can take. Okay, and that's why I'm doing it. Okay, now to say to me that what your job is to tell me how I tell somebody how to do this by going back to the old method, it's an impossible task. To give you an analogy, this is four-dimensional data. Okay, you got three dimensions, you got two dimensions, color and time. Okay, that means motion. Okay? What that gets you, you know, you take that and say, okay, I want to take that down a two-dimensional piece of paper. Okay, that's cutting two dimensions out. You say, well, I do that all the time. But if you take a picture and cut two dimensions out of it, you get a point. And if you're going to walk up to somebody, and what you're really asking me to do, you're saying, okay, I've got this, I can't bring a picture of somebody. All I can do is bring them a dot. And I want you to tell me, you know, you need to tell this guy how the history, how photography, how Kodak is going to make money out of the dot. And do you understand that? I'm not trying to be flippant. What I'm trying to tell you is this stuff. Nam June Taik is the grandfather of computer video. When people ask him hard questions like this, he says this stuff's like sex. It's a lot more fun to do it than to talk about it or to watch it. And that's real true. And that's why Ray George has come down on you so hard to learn this stuff. Now,
let me try to close the loop on my question. We were recently in a computer store in Boston called Computer Zero. Two women walked in who were fashion designers for a month. And they sat down at an Apple with all its writing tablet. And they spent 2 hours being instructed on how to use the Apple for this kind of design. In other words, they wanted to go coding immediately. No more pencil and paper, they wanted to use the computer for layouts, for air layouts. And obviously the power of the computer. In that case, they would move to an Apple. What would happen now is the proprietor of that store would see a GPS keyboard. He would see what they do, and then he suddenly realized he has customers out there that are interested in this kind of technique. He would either hook them with the FML or customer solicitation or meeting a seminar, and suddenly they have a whole new medium. So people in the graphic arts who would want to see this and want to buy it from the same time. And that's how I would close the loop. It would be advertising agencies, it would be store window designers, it would be layout experts. I now have a closing loop to the loop with many more dimensions to it than anything available. And it would take the owner of that store to wear for that month. We were talking about it and so forth. But that's how this becomes a with actual sales. There are definitely new tools that this example of the
well, you're talking about a fairly high-end user market. You're talking about a semi-professional market. And that's, you know, I think what he was addressing is how does he talk to people who say, I'm going to sell this thing in a store, and I can't get my salespeople to learn enough about this. They're out of high school, you know, they just don't have the education inclination, and they're not getting paid like programmers. Why, you know, they're not getting used to the action. Why should they sell this product? I mean, that's a real tough problem. It's a tough problem. There's no question about it. The reason why we're giving validation away is to get people into this stuff. Now, if you go out there and say, who wants this product right now? It's the people who've got arcades, they play with validation, and they know they want this product. The only reason that arcade sold was because other people had them. You know that, you know. There wasn't a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on TV every night for five times, right? I mean, it sold because people liked it. And the same thing's gonna happen with this. Okay, that's a short-term thing. Short-term thing is gonna be the people who've gone out and went to Valley Arcade, who are playing at Valley Basic, wanna move up to something. Okay, which means that you should never take the thing out of the box. In most circumstances. Because let me tell you why. If you're talking about somebody who doesn't know that they want this already, okay, you've got the problem of you look at this and you compare that to Glaxons. Okay? And you just think, oh fun, you know, that's a demo. What is that? That's not Glaxons, that's not fun. Right? What does that mean? Okay, well what that means, and what I'm telling you that means, is that somebody who is not a Glaxons programmer did that. That is a promise to get software. Lots of software an immense amount of software out there that you can sell, and is the reason this machine then becomes the access mechanism to that library software. When you have this thing in a box, and there's a whole wall full of software that runs on this thing, okay, then you're not going to have, you know, people are going to say, how do I get at that wall? You say, well, you buy this box. Okay, but taking that and showing that thing in a, you know, point-of-sale display, and your average person, until they understand the process here, and the difference between them and a games programmer, them and somebody who needs a $100,000 environment to create games, okay, stuff that they can do in their house versus, you know, it's like the difference between Betamax and a TV studio. You know, I mean, I can't do Charlie's Angels, but I can do this stuff. Okay, there's a real difference. And that's, you know, that you're going to have to expect, in order to sell this product, a level of intelligence on the basis of the customer. And that's going to happen. That's going to happen faster. You know, as a matter of fact, I would say it's going to happen faster among the customers than it's happening among you.
That's the reason for validation. You know that from our point of view, if we sell Z-Grass, in our point of view, we sell the item in research. Because it's too new. First of all, Z-Grass is not an accepted language, basically, right? There's stumbling block number one. Second of all, nobody has sold so much in one item. Second stumbling block, you're not going to realize the immensity of what the brand is done for. The only way is to give them validation, let them see what they're doing, and draw them into it. Playing down basic. And then the other media that I would strongly recommend is video tape. You gotta show something, don't show a piece of paper, please try to show a video tape. And these programs are very human. I mean, it's something that an artist can sit down and do. You can do it with the joystick, you can do it with an arcade. I think that it is appropriate. You guys might find try something here, kind of wild card, like one time ago, Scott Free. Tom, can you do a live demonstration of something? As I'm here, I'm not really sure to do that, but I'm going to be. I'm asking them to actually perform.
Okay. Now, one of the things, just to give you an idea of the context of Jeff being able to do this is totally in person.
What you love me for?
Yeah.
Now, I'll hear about this later.
What if Jason. One of the things that. We talked about computer graphics, and computer graphics is essentially, in the industry, and that's where I came from, computer graphics, the high-end computer graphics stuff, we talked about $1 trillion processors. So they think of most graphics is best plotted, okay? It places plotters draw with ink on paper, and they can see it first, and then they go out and draw with ink on paper. Okay, there's no interaction. It's a little bit lower down. You've got you know, the video stuff like this, except there's still no interaction, there's no real-time animation. We get to do this real-time animation because the video games business is the only business that has come up from animation. Okay, I mean, it's money is in animation. These video games don't move, you know, people look at them. It's not even quite commonplace as this, for no reason. So the whole idea of animation, the stuff that's in Jeff's chipset, that allows the animation, so it makes the stuff work. Now, there's another problem, is that it's real tough for somebody to go into Valley Basin and somebody says, well, design your program to this. You know, I mean, in any programming language, you've got a design, little design phase to go through. Now, the thing that I've oriented this stuff, we talk about real-time graphics, which is there's another level above that. And that's the level that musicians have had for 5,000 years. That's performance, okay? So to be able to sit down, you know, Harlan's keyboard here, you know, is something to say about the language.
Of course, it's Cortale.
Right.
Okay. I'm definitely a practice musician.
Okay, I'm going to set it up so I just get the stuff on the bottom of the screen here.
We have a light up in the back, please. Kind of move the light up here while I'm washing out.
I think I can see it. Okay, so let's just take a camera and use this young lady with postage stamp here. So I'm going to have to write a program called. Okay, now one of the things here with this. Let's do my back. makes this very compact, and we'll be using this, we'll be changing this a little bit to make it slightly more readable. It's something you can use to real fast, and gives us a lot of benefits. I'm going to say display. This thing that's called five. And first thing I'm going to do is jump around a little bit. Number operator, which is there, something in between minus 80 and 80.
Now, there is a bit of an encumbrance here, and I want to explain this to you. That Tom has been working day and night for the past months here to improve the Zgrass for final production release here. We're ready to threshold. The problems that are inside of here have not been changed in 4 months. Okay, so he's working with an old generation. The newer stuff is even bigger, better, and faster.
Okay, I just wrote the program. In fact, let me just print it out for you. Just you know. It is the program.
That's a one-line program. I mean, I think most people deal with handle something like that.
Now, if you can do something in one line, I think that your arguments that people give me about nobody wants to learn how to program is one. Okay, if they can do something in one line and understand it, then maybe they can do something in two lines and understand it, and then maybe three lines. Yeah. And then they can jump to five lines, you know. And pretty soon they're both ran. Okay, so what I'm gonna do here is run this in what's called background mode. Dot B says run this in the background. This is just gonna pop all over the place. Okay, now it's as fast as it goes. Notice that it's
now he did draw the image. All you have to do is you have to first of all draw an image, and I think you can do that too, and take a snap of that. And maybe you're common in doing that. Do you want to do the whole thing?
Here we're going to talk to the city here.
tell you about 5 or 6 people from the hospital that have gone down and got our kids right away and they're waiting for them.
50 dots.
That's just, you got lots of people.
You made a little window, you got a children's room.
You know, you forget you're looking at low resolution here.
Yeah. It's so wild thing with everything. I wouldn't even drive on the perimeter, it's the entire inside of the house, you're looking at an actual window. Okay, now normally what we do when we do drawing programs is we have programs. The seagrass gives you the primitive thing, it's like this motion stuff that allows you to do this stuff. Now what you normally do is build on top of that is a drawing program. I don't have. And with me because I didn't prepare that for the demo. What I would prefer to do is if you would let me, after this is over, I'll sit down and crack one of those out.
We brought boxes with the language on the chair. Sure. Random image.
Well,
we'll do something here, just so you can have an idea. He's going to do an unartistic picture, and he's going to look at the procedure of saving off his hands. How's that nerd? Computer science version. We can excuse the quality of this.
This is in low res.
Yeah, this is here, Keith. You're on the actual editor. You're on the editor right here. It's running. The only difference is that the final ROMs are not in there yet. These read only memories. We have a later version, which is much more elegant than the features and the editing programs and whatnot that are available. Four in this. We only have two in basic. Database. We have four here. Four colors. Plus, you can have horizontal line boundaries, which gives you 8 colors. Plus, you can have vertical line boundaries. 4 colors in any one zone, but you can have enough zones to give you all 256 colors on the screen at once. We've done it.
Let me show you another little thing here. Notice when you hit reset, it asks you whether or not you want to erase everything, so in case you did by accident, you have to type yes.
Rainbow. Color Valley basic. Friend of mine, Larry Hans, gave me the answer.
All 256 colors on the screen at once.
The color basic, he moves the, he uses the RAM at the bottom of the screen instead of analyzing his video.
We printed it in cursor without any extra memory, without anything. It's straight tiny basic.
Yeah.
Using interrupt processing, all 256 colors on the right hand side of the screen at one time.
Okay, what this is we did a little game just to show you can do games, nice little games.
That works, yeah.
Let's squeeze it up and get to heaven.
Well, if you want to do the stamp, it's going to go back to the screen.
This little game we did, which is called, it's not supposed to be anything terribly significant, but it's called Squeeze the Lemon to Get to Heaven.
Ooh.
And the idea here is just to do something. We did this in about an hour, just pulling around. This is one game I can ask for.
Okay.
If you run into the side, you'll tell you. You all know Zora.
Okay. You can do every bit as good quality sounds as we do in our games. Okay, we still want to get to the stand.
Okay.
I was doing that, the set sign X1 is how you get the X position of the first joystick. So all those things are just sitting around, you go X of X1 or X2 or X3 or X4, you get the X off that corresponding joystick. The Y is the same way. It's a 1 if you're going up, it's a minus 1 if you're going down, it's a 0 if it's going. You can just add it right onto a number and put your dot there. One line program. Same thing with the pot.
The picture of this, it doesn't start just a culture of this. I'm going to snap up in the group of X's. It's very important to me.
Now, you don't even have to go into the editor to type something.
Let me ask you the number.
Oh, it says centered at 0. 0, 0 is the center, and it's going to take something 20 pixels by 20 pixels. And all the commands have this thing where it always says center and then size.
Snap, name, X center, Y center, X center.
And I've called this thing a dummy. I just say display dummy. I'll put that from this way.